Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Doc Walker, Nick Ash, you in for Grant Dandy. 800-636-1067. Commanders on their way to Madrid. They're 2.5-point dogs, in case you're wondering. To the Dolphins, who just beat the Bills, by the way. Where are you emotionally with this team right now? Because it is, you're laughing, Doc. But I've
because it's funny.
It is funny, but it also sucks. Yeah. Like this, I am like during the game last week, because this is what social media is, there were so many highlights of the divisional round against the Lions, and all I thought of was, oh man, I missed that last year. I missed that feeling, that fun. It is night and day different right now.
But man, from what we went through with that clown show.
Oh yeah.
That we had here, they could never be on my bad side.
Oh, listen, I still feel better about the future now than I ever did in the Dan Snyder era. Okay.
Just want to make sure we were on the same point.
100%. It may feel like it, but I promise it's not the same era.
It's still better than anything they did.
But you also now have to show starting, it's really more this offseason, that you're going to improve from this.
Yeah, we're going to build. Now we're even.
Then you'll lose the fan base. Yeah, yes. Then people will start to worry. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Kurt in Ashburn.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, folks. How you doing?
Good, Kurt.
Listen, I forgot what I was saying.
You're not the first one, Kurt.
Don't feel bad. Trust yourself.
All right.
You got this.
All right.
How are you emotionally with the team right now? How do you feel about the team? 1, 2, 3, go. You got this.
You have on people. Ask you.
They're my lads. Come hell or high water. Period. You know what? I forgot what I was going to say, and I'm not wasting any more time.
All right, well, that's smart, good enough. We're good. There you go. Well, you know what? He tried. How about maybe Bruce in Rockville is going to have a little bit more here. Bruce,
He's under a lot of pressure.
Well, Bruce in Rockville is sky high for them to continue their losing streak and have a shot at a high draft choice. I want them in the top six, trade it to one of these quarterback-hungry teams, get two first-rounders, stud edge rusher, stud wide receiver. Keep it going, boys.
You know what?
Okay.
Bruce,
I'll give them two.
Bruce is right in the sense, Doc, that like we are very used to being in that position with this team. But again, this is different in the sense that it's a rebuild. This is different in the sense that like this team is the oldest team in the NFL. Probably still now, depending on who they brought in. They've been the oldest team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The only way to truly get younger, it starts with the draft. Everything after that is free agency, but the youngest guys in the draft. Now, granted, youth does not mean better, but youth does identifying quality young talent. Does help you build towards the future. You got to be able to identify it just because you have those draft picks.
Well, remember, it wasn't too long ago we used to brag with our chest stuck out that we had four number ones on the D-line.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Nobody would require a double team.
Right.
Required to where you had to put two on them.
Right.
That young kid that was out in L.A., everybody thought he was a little bit undersized.
Mm-hmm.
He never played a game he wasn't doubled.
Yep.
This is a math equation.
I hate math. Do we have to do math? Sure?
Who do we have on our defense that the offense attaches two human beings to?
Nobody.
Not that we're the only team like that.
Yeah.
There's only about six of these creatures in the league. I want one of them on our side.
The hard part is, well, again, we're a long time from this, but when you're talking draft, one, it's where they are. Two, it's are they going to go best talent available, or are they going to go best talent available at biggest need, right? Because they need a pass rush. They could use some, I mean, they could use help all across the board at
You'll
linebacker.
You'll never know because they need so
much. There's so much
they
now, right?
So much.
That's
you
the
never
thing.
Know.
There's so much. They still need help on the offensive line, though they've gotten some young guys there they need to develop. So there's a lot. This team is not one or two players away from being a contender. But I'm not going to doubt Adam Peters in the plan until they show me that we should.
Yep.
Because they already showed us in year one that you can build a team out of scraps and win 12 games. And I think that's what gets forgotten a lot with this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from the crap that we've seen this year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from the issues defensively or the offense being set behind because you didn't have Terry McLaurin out there at all, and then he's been hurt and Jaden's been hurt. And go down the long laundry list of all of these things. The list of issues that this team has had is like an Egyptian scroll that you just unravel and it rolls all the way down in front of the feet of Adam Peters. He's got a lot he's got to work on, but this is now going to be him first really earning his money. This is really it this offseason now. Well, it starts now, but it heads into the offseason.
I agree, but are you saying that you wouldn't trade at all?
Oh, not a chance. I want everything that happened last year.
Me too.
Every chance
that
too. I get.
Me too.
10 there times out of 10, so I'm taking that last year.
Because there are no guarantees in it. I just don't think it's a 32-team pull. Because how many of these creatures are they on defense? I think we all agree.
Very few.
We need one on defense. Well, how many are they now, these aliens? Seven, eight, out of 32?
Right.
I watched one last night with the Stellas. And you keep your eye on them. They're unbelievable. They require a spy, a chip, two people. That levels the playing field. That's an advantage that most people don't have. Those that have one, Cleveland has one, Pittsburgh, the Lions. That's why our kids, I thought, did a pretty good job against their guy because he didn't wreck the game.
Yeah.
So that's good for us in a way that he didn't wreck the game.
But he's always a threat. Somebody like an Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, hell, look at Jalen Phillips last night and what he was able to do for the Eagles, and they just got him. Like, this is, and again, the other thing you have to keep in mind if you're watching, it's not just building a team. It's building a team that can also compete year after year with the Eagles and Howie Roseman, who ain't afraid to make moves. He is not afraid to be aggressive.
You got another problem, too. As bad as the owner is for the Dallas Cowboys, their offensive talent is elite.
It is, and we saw it. Now, I want you to know, Doc, we may not have a lot of great defensive players, but we got ourselves some wide receivers out here.
They're elite.
Yeah, we do.
And so when you're paying your quarterback $60 million. So really, why don't we just look at it and go, well, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. But they're not to be played with offensively.
Oh my God.
So everybody's
got something. But remember, George Pickens is gonna need a new deal. They're gonna pay him. We know how that goes.
Oh, Jerry has
we
to.
We know. But does he, though?
Yeah, he does, because this thing is blowing up. If they failed again, this is 30 years straight.
But Jerry doesn't care. You know that.
No, but this one's personal.
Pickens, you're saying, re-signing him?
No. You know, they got
Micah.
Micah's personal.
You're saying with Micah. Okay.
Jerry's going to be judged by Micah from now on. This is the way it's going to be.
That is true.
First one to the Super Bowl wins. This can't be settled anywhere other than the Super Bowl. Whoever gets to go.
Well, because at least in the past, all the other issues with contracts were finally settled.
Right.
Everybody else. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, it happened to Dak twice, and it happened to Ezekiel Elliott.
Pays them all.
Yeah, but this was the first time where we went, oh, he was serious.
Well, he wasn't listening to Micah.
No.
Micah's been saying this for a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a different dude.
Yeah. And then they went out and they were like, we need help on defense. Oh, you do? Huh. Well, you need somebody that can disrupt an offensive line and get after the quarterback, like you said. They had it.
They had it. And it makes the second guy's job easier, which they had that too. They have three guys in the league right now that rush the passer.
Yeah.
But if you want to see this thing done, it's boring, but if you love ball, Seattle Seahawks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Take the no fanfare.
No. It's never
structurally
that way.
Built.
Yeah.
By a guy who's done it three times now.
Stable organization following the blueprint.
Harbaugh's deal. They have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get them. You get the manual that comes with it.
Yes.
And there's three teams in the league that are better than you are,
mm-hmm,
because they follow this plan and it's methodical.
Yeah.
That's why when everybody's telling who you want. No, it's what I want. I want a system, not a person.
Right.
I want a system, not a person, unless the person can bring their system. And clearly, most can't do it. They can't duplicate it because it requires these key components at certain player positions. Most people can't generate it. But when your offensive lineman is your dream, guess what? There's more chances to get that guy than it is the quarterback. So if you got one, bingo. I'm telling you, what I learned about this year is that don't be influenced by talk. Let track record lead you to where you should go.
Mm-hmm. It's why building culture is so important for this team. And that doesn't happen overnight.
We hear that all the time. But what culture are we building?
Yeah. And that's, it's not just the word culture. It's
what culture?
How do you define that culture?
What culture are we?
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Everything that was done in the previous regime, do the opposite. That's their blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam Peters and Josh Harris and Magic Johnson, everybody else came in with their own blueprint, and it was just do the opposite of what was done before you. It's like politicians, right? You want to run against somebody, and they're not doing well in whatever position is they're holding in office, you just say, I'll do the opposite of that guy. You're not happy with him, I'll do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You start with that,
ka-ching.
You're on the right track.
And then, but you have to have ching-ching.
Then you do actually have, yes.
That's
true.
That doesn't work without cheddar.
Well, that's true.
So that's why I go, whenever you mention the word, and you mention politics, and you don't mention currency with it,
that's
true. My ears go completely out.
It's pretty much everything.
Because it's currency. Not about policy. It's not about anything other than dollar bill. You control the revenue, you control the product. Then that's what we are following now. That's our new order of business. That's why I love sports even more so.
We know the Commanders have a lot of money that they can spend this offseason. They got the cap space.
They had a lot last year, too.
And they're going to be willing to do it. Right, but they weren't willing to spend it like I think there'll be now more this offseason. All right, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Campbell in D.C. What's up, Campbell?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
So, Nick, I think you can appreciate this. You've been saying multiple times we're the oldest team. That reminds me of this baseball team in the city that was the oldest, and they won everything, and then the next year they fell apart. So you ask what level I'm on. I'm not a real pro football fan, so I'm at a 1 because I don't care, but I love my city. So they need lots of draft picks. And like you said, they should have traded some of them pieces away, got real young, and play the young guys like my Nationals. Play the young guys because you're not winning. You tried to go all out and beat the Eagles, and you went 1-for-3. So, good luck with them in Madrid, but don't be surprised if it's 50-20.
Ooh, God, 50-20, Campbell. God,
ooh, Campbell.
That's a lot of scoring for an overseas game, though.
50.
You know, it's interesting, though, when he brings up the Nats and sort of how it's tough, too, because the next season was the 62-game pandemic season, and they basically just at that point nailed it in.
They didn't get the victory lap.
But they did. And you know that always eats at me still to this day is you never really got to watch the Nationals truly have that title defense. And then after that, they basically sold off the whole team and they haven't really, they've never gotten back to that point now.
But we're looking at the fruit of that labor and we're still determining who's going to be what. But I go, well, wait, but who are you? And you should not have to apologize for being realtors,
mm-hmm,
or being property owners that are into commercial real estate. But if I could pick an owner, like you pick a parent, you want a parent who has a part-time job and a side business, or one that is a stay-home. They both can love you to death, but one's there with more time. Mm-hmm. It's just different. I like the fact that they're not hiding what their interest is, but I prefer somebody that's willing to die behind the game, not their business. Does that make me a bad guy? I'm just telling you straight up.
Right.
They have spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they're paying too many people that don't play for them.
Right. Well, listen, yeah, you can it's the same thing with draft picks. Like we're talking about, you can have all the great draft picks you want, but if you can't identify the talent, it doesn't matter. Like, great example. Look at the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
How many top three picks at quarterback have the Jets had?
Yeah.
How many times have they gotten it right? You can pick high. Can't get it right. I mean, Sam Darnold looks like at least a good quality starter in the NFL if I'm selling him low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had to go through other systems, go to the 49ers, learn some, go to counter Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
Yeah, he needed a coach.
So it's not, but it's, so you can have all of these draft picks. You can have all this money to spend in free agency. But if you're not spending your money wisely, if you're not identifying talent that can translate from the college level to the pro level, it doesn't matter. You can have 15 first-round picks, which would be a record. But it doesn't matter if you can't identify that talent, although I would hope that with 15 agree. You could do it.
I agree with what you're saying, because the only thing that's – you can buy an expensive car, and all you got to do is drive it.
Yep.
But to build that car, you've got to have somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Yes.
And so that doesn't always match. Just because you have money doesn't mean you have brains. We know that. We know a lot of ignorant rich people.
Oh, yeah, yes, quite a bit.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, how do we get the combination to work? How do you get it to work here? Because right now I see there's a little bit of doubt surfacing in whether or not we can get what we have on this roster to actually be its best.
Some of it is time for guys to develop, but some of it is also just you can sometimes see right away, right? Like, you can just tell with some guys whether they've got it or they don't. And what worries me is that because we haven't seen certain young players getting much of an opportunity, like Ben Sinnott at this point, and his name gets thrown around a lot because I think we
top
know that there's...
pick. Yeah, he should be.
There, we have not... Now, touchdown last week, I get it. Like there, but you start to wonder, do they look at some of these players and just say, that ain't it. It ain't going to work, you know? It's not always the case.
But you've asked two questions. One,
sure.
They can't make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean the kid can't play.
Right. Sometimes it's just the system, the organization
matters. Could be
matters.
The system, or could be the organization. But I'm still telling you that by week 9, we're not supposed to be talking this way.
I know. It's a lot different than week 9 of last year, isn't it?
You decided not to have your guy throw a pass in the preseason.
Well, technically, we're in week 11 now.
Yeah, the one thing they got screwed on was the Ravens scrimmage. That was agreed upon both sides. Mm-hmm. It was just bad timing.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, they suffer from that.
Yeah.
Because I think the Ravens hit more in practice than they do. And even if they didn't, we were young enough, we have to. We have too many people trying to learn what to do as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think every chef, everybody goes over and second guesses something if it doesn't come out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I could do it again, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
My question to the boss is that, if you could rewrite this season, so what do you wish you would have done? He won't say it,
right?
If he's smart, but I guarantee you he could fill a notebook up with it. So can he now combine that with next year's people? Because I think you need a new set of eyes. When you get to the point where you worry about if a guy's up in a booth or the sidelines, you need a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me right now you don't know, because that never makes public with me, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You would, if you told me you, I'd give, tell you to go kiss my behind.
Mm.
You do what you do for a living, this is what I do. But he did it. And it didn't work. Phase one, maybe it works this week. But I know now that he doesn't know. He's hoping this turns around. Doesn't sound like a guy that has Tell the Truth Mondays and all these fictional titles to everything. Don't sound that confident now, does he? No, he doesn't. So I broke him. I don't expect my general to be broken. I expect him to do the breaking. So it's big prove week. Show me week. I can't wait for the game.
Because remember, too, After this is the bye week, and there's nothing worse than going into a bye week.
Don't even say it.
With a negative mindset.
Don't even say it. If you don't say it, you won't think it.
All right, fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.